Gino tells me that we did get an email regarding the show. And Gino, I'm just going to throw it back to you. What's this about?
Okay, first of all, is Fred Klett's wife Nancy near there right now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, she is here.
Well, I hate to read this. Yeah. I hate to read this. It's an email from Jamaica. It said, it's to Fred Klett. It said, "Dear Fred Klett, we know that with your cruise ship visits, you've been to our beautiful island many times. Our mothers told us how funny you are. Please visit. After all, you are our father. Signed, Lucretia, Thomas, Denton, Emily, Robert, Wendy, Cynthia, Janice, Frederick, William, Catherine, Neville, Lorraine, and Little Freddy."
Oh. Little Freddy.
Oh, that one hurts.
You like your little funny ha-ha? Huh? You like the fact that I can't sleep in my room for the rest of the week? Oh, you little funny ha-ha? Oh, yeah, you're funny. But you should see little Freddy. He's so cute.
He is. Fred Klett, very impressive yesterday. Fred, apparently, and I wasn't there, he jumped from the Rick's Cafe not once, but twice?
Twice.
Wow.
And the first time we get off of the boat, we're all discussing, are the guys going to jump? They're going to, you know, Jim and Fred, we're going to hold hands. They're going to do this
like
whole thing.
Like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Yeah, okay.
We get off of the boat and we're looking for a place, you know, to set our things down. And we turn around and there's Fred jumping. He doesn't say a word to anybody. He just walks off, he walked off the boat,
you jumped
walked
too.
To the ledge, you, and jumped.
You would jump, too, if your wife just found out about all the children you had in Jamaica.
I wasn't sure if it was that or if you were jumping to just let Nancy spend the rest of her days with Tiny.
No, it started out, if for those of you that weren't there, there's a little bit of rock climbing involved to get to the gondola that takes you to the top of the cliff. And there's snow up there. It's quite high.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do this jump, it's not for the meek and the mild.
Right.
And we had a core group of people that made the jump. So it was pretty cool to be in that club.
Well, here's the thing. You are afraid of heights, correct?
Yeah.
So did you jump because you were afraid? Like when you went right there, were you just afraid you were going to chicken out or something? Or?
No, we had a commitment from a core group of people. And I just wanted to get it out of the way so I could relax. And then I jumped and nobody saw it. And they go, that doesn't count.
Yeah. True story.
And then nobody had pictures. Nobody had video. And I would tell people, oh, I already jumped. And I'm getting stuff like, yeah, sure you did.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then they opened up the higher one. And then I thought, well, I'll just do that one because I already did the other one.
Sure. But I understand, though, that the most memorable part of the trip, at least for the women, was this giant guy described to me as a man with, like, this is, Katrina described him as no body fat, huge, with arms, no neck, arms the size of tree trunks, and they call him Tiny. And he's
anything but. Listen, Nancy has a very short description of Tiny. She just calls him the Dream.
Okay, all right.
He's the kind of guy that you don't want to exist in real life
because
he makes you feel like you're not human.
Let alone touch your wife.
Yeah, and then he's giving massages, and I learned a new technique for handling uneasiness from Doreen's husband, who I call Jimmy the Knee.
Why do you call him the Knee, by the way?
Because his knee's always pumping. It's just like...
Okay.
He's constantly bouncing his
Yeah,
knee.
Okay, constantly bouncing
it's,
it. Okay.
It's like he worked at the post office, and he could snap at any minute.
Well, he kind of does, because he's married to Doreen.
But Nancy went first, and Tiny does not give short, quick massages. It's very thorough, and when they say the foot, it's like the entire leg. And when he's massaging Nancy, Jimmy the Knee just looks and he just kind of rolls his eyes and he turns around and faces the ocean and he goes, Tiny, 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 you've got it so good. And then he'd turn around and see Tiny work the leg some more and he'd turn around and go, Tiny, you're making me nervous. But he'd always turn and face the ocean.
Because he didn't want Tiny to hear him.
Stuff, you can't challenge Tiny. So he would turn and vent to the ocean. And then when Doreen got up there, he took it to the new level. He would watch him, Tiny, work on his wife, and he'd turn and face the ocean and go, "You're killing me, Tiny." And he turned back, look at Tiny, work some more, and he turned around and go, "Tiny, I want to kill you." If Tiny heard the things that Jimmy the Knee was saying, he would have killed Jimmy the Knee. But it's a great way to handle stress. You just turn and face the ocean and vent to the ocean, and then he turned back and stomach as much as he could, and then he turned back and say something else to the ocean.
Well, the best line that I heard was when somebody asked Doreen, you know, like, how far up he went. Doreen said,
"I let him touch my bursitis."
This is the best. We got back to the resort. We're all in a restaurant eating. And Doreen and Nancy start talking about Tiny. And Jimmy the Knee goes, "Where's the ocean?"